Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Coverings 2012 in Orlando, and I'm with Donato Grosser with D. Grosser & Associates. Donato, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's always a pleasure to meet you at the show and in any other venue.
Yeah, it's good to see you. I like your signature hat. You have your I Love New York hat that you normally wear to this show, and it's people can spot you from almost anywhere. So for those people that don't know, Donato, you are a consultant to the Italian Tile Association. You like to track all the numbers. Let's start out talking about how the Italian tile industry is doing in the U.S.
Italian business today for ceramic tile is a high-end business. So there's no point for any Italian company today to compete in the low end. And even the middle market is not a good market for most company, because Italians have high new technology, design innovations, new products, and they have to go necessarily to the high end, either to the commercial, institutional, remodeling, architectural and design, and a high-end consumer. There's no point in trying to sell to any other type of business. So it's a niche market, is let's say 15%, between 20 and 15% of the market is high-end market. The Italians have a lion's share of that, and some other manufacturers also from other countries are good in that.
The Italians have been for the longest time the leaders from a import perspective when it comes to the value of tile. They still maintain that leadership. Talk a little bit about the statistics in that area.
Well, in dollar terms, Italians still sell between $350 and $400 million of ceramic tile to this country. But you have to take into consideration a very important factor here. Several years ago, a few companies, Italian companies, large Italian companies with capitals, realized that they could not continue competing or exporting as much as they did from Italy, as they did before. So they opened factories in the United States. Today we have 5 Italian ceramic tile factories in the United States that are owned by Italian companies. So if you put together the exports from Italy, imported to the United States, and what is being manufactured here, basically the market share of these Italian and Italo-American companies has not changed. We are always among 25-30% of the market.
I don't know if you've seen our April issue yet, Donato, but in our April issue we talk about the consumption of ceramic tile versus other surface types and how the United States continues to be the lowest consumer of tile in all of the developed countries. We actually point out in this article in April, in our industry overview, that if we were to consume the same amount of tile that we see not in the heavy user countries, but in the moderate user countries, this tile market would be another $2 billion a year bigger. Do you agree with that?
Well, this is a big dream, the impossible dream, and you cannot really expect something like this to happen very quickly or ever. There are cultural differences, there are economic differences here. Here in this country, carpeting has been always a lion's share of flooring, is an inexpensive product, is a good product, is a soft product. People have been used to that, and you don't change habits so quickly. So in this country, ceramic tile is about 10% of the flooring market. In Italy, is about 70% of the flooring market. So the roles are really reversed. In Italy, carpeting is less than 10%. So basically, that is a cultural thing. Here, there is enormous opportunity for ceramic tile to grow in this country, but we had to overcome economic factors, cultural factors, and labor factors. We have a bottleneck. We don't have enough quality installers in this country. And that's why the main associations that are partners of the show, the Tile Council of North America, the Spanish Manufacturer Association, Italian Association, CTDA, the Distributor Association, and the Contractor Association, they got together and supporting the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation that tries to educate and to give certification to American installers to increase the market, increase the number of qualified installers, and showing to the market that there are installers that they can trust because they have quality and they know how to do, they don't have to be afraid of failures.
All right, so Donato, you're giving a presentation tomorrow about the changes based on this economic depression we've gone through, the changes in distribution and how it's affected them. Give us a couple highlights from that presentation.
You use the right word, depression. It's been a recession for the United States, but has been a depression for the ceramic tile industry. One of the most important indicators of this is that the number of outlets of distributors of ceramic tile in the United States declined by over 20% in the past 3 years. And this would have been even worse had not been for the fact that about 30% of the outlets, distribution outlets, are controlled by the large manufacturers like Dal Tile, Marazzi, Florida Tile, and Florim, and these companies. So they have big, deep pockets, and they don't, even if the situation is not bad, they don't close their distribution points. But the independent distributors, the situation was about probably 30% of the outlets have to close in these past 3 years. And luckily, those who survived the recession are doing better today because they were more focused. They were more diversified. They didn't rely so much on the new housing construction. And many of their competitors are out of business. So the market is not great yet, but they are the only one to sell.
I guess that makes it difficult for the importers who are trying to find distributors that they can align themselves with, because if most of the big distributors are tied in with these big producers, there's fewer for them to choose from, right?
Yeah, that has been something going on for a long time. But also, there are much less foreign manufacturers who export to the United States. A lot of them decided that the quantities that we're selling in this country were not sufficient to justify the effort. So also, there's been a shrinkage at all levels.
One thing that we've been watching, obviously we've been watching the changes in the size of tile. The format's bigger, there's fewer grout lines. We're also watching this thin tile, and we know the Italians are leading in that area. Talk a second about that.
Well, if you want to talk about thin tile, you have to talk to somebody else, because I'm not really an expert in the technical aspects of tile. When I saw the first thin tile coming out, I was very excited because it's a fantastic product, and It takes care of the problem of weight because it weighs much less. However, it needs a total new way of taking care of the product, of installing the product. So there are all kinds of issues here that have to be dealt with experts who know what to do with that.
One of the things that I think is very interesting about it is where tile has normally been in the kitchen and in the bathroom and it's been on the floor and on the walls, with this thin tile, we've opened up these whole new markets. It can be a building cladding, exterior cladding. It can be a cabinet facing. It can be a countertop. It just broadens the areas where you can see this product being used.
Yes, very true what you're saying. However, you have to realize that this industry is not an industry made of large companies. You're not dealing here with DuPont or General Electric, who are companies that when they come with a new product, they can spend millions and millions to promote a new product and to promote different uses of a product. Here you have companies that are relatively small, and the means to promote a new product, a new user product, are limited. So they rely very much on small, a little bit of promotion, a little bit of advertising, a lot of word of mouth, and it takes a long time for that.
All right, so we're the first day of the show. Are you optimistic about business conditions for 2012?
Listen, I'm optimistic because the bottom, we passed the worst part of the economic cycle. We hit bottom last year. And this year may not be a spectacular year, but certainly be better than the past. And we can hope for better things in the future. It will take another couple of years for things to go back to a normal level.
Greg Donato, it's good to see you again. We've been talking to Donato Grocer with D. Grocer & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.